We've heard about those Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen and the Houthi fighters targeted by those bombs. But there's another group in Yemen we don't hear about much.
The Yemeni branch of al-Qaeda is the al-Qaeda node that has actually conducted the most transnational attacks against the United States since 9/11.
Catherine Zimmerman of the American Enterprise Institute, she says al-Qaeda in Yemen remains a big threat to the U.S.
It has attempted repeatedly, year after year, since its inception in 2009, to strike the United States. That capability has not been destroyed.
What specific attacks are you referring to?
The December 2009 attempt to bring down a U.S. airliner over the United States, the underwear bomber, as he's become known. And then one that's been forgotten, a plot in 2010 in October where AQAP hid bombs in printer cartridges and shipped them to the United States.
And AQAP is al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
Yes. This group is one that is innovative and still seeking to bring down some sort of attack against the United States.
And what's been their presence in Yemen since the civil war there began?
Al-Qaeda controls a port city in Yemen and has held it since April. It's been using al-Mukalla, the port city, as a base from which to support the front line against the Houthis, moving in supplies, training individuals, and then shipping those forward to the front lines to fight against the Houthis within Yemen's civil war.
And who is supplying AQAP in Yemen?
AQAP actually sits on top of a tribal network. It has local knowledge of who can deliver what arms. And these are historic black market smuggling networks that haven't been shut down in decades, centuries. They're not going to be closed that easily.
Now, it all gets kind of murky for the outside observer. We've got AQAP, we've got ISIS, we've got Houthis, we've got Saudi strikes. Is there sort of a Venn diagram that includes AQAP and ISIS or any other group? Or are there really distinct and separate group in Yemen right now?
They are a different group, but they're both part of the same movement. And this is something that should be drawn out. AQAP, al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Islamic State, they are all part of the global jihadist movement. And that movement is doing very, very well globally. Al-Qaeda is not losing. ISIS is not losing. And they're not fighting each other. They're competing for leadership of the movement. So we're looking at a much stronger radical Islamist threat to the West.
Now, you've argued that the U.S. should take a much stronger role in targeting AQAP in Yemen. What should the U.S. be doing in your mind?
The U.S. needs to be taking a more active role in Yemen in both resolving this conflict, because the longer the war drags out, the stronger al-Qaeda and ISIS are getting in Yemen, but also in working with non-state actors to fight against al-Qaeda in the east. There are tribal groups that are both anti-government, which will be a problem longer term, and there are ways to work around that, but also very much anti-al-Qaeda, and they're willing to fight the group. They just need some sort of support and backing, and they've actually asked publicly for this. So that's one vector by which the United States can really put pressure on al-Qaeda without much of a commitment.
How do you persuade a reluctant U.S. government to do that? There are so many competing areas, I mean, Syria among them. I mean, how do you get the U.S. all excited about Yemen?
It's really hard to put Yemen on top of a priority list, and frankly, it's not. When you're looking at the threats the United States faces, Syria is certainly much higher than Yemen. But when you are looking at the threat from the global jihadist movement, then Yemen falls into place. And the bigger problem that we have is the United States doesn't have a comprehensive strategy that's working to fight against ISIS and al-Qaeda. We're hitting them piecemeal in Syria or Iraq or in Yemen, but there isn't a broader grand strategy to tie everything that we're doing together.
Catherine Zimmerman is a research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and the lead al-Qaeda analyst for AEI's Critical Threats Project. Thanks a lot, Catherine.
Thank you.
This is The World.